Hey there, Michael Wall here. I want to welcome you into a brand new series through the book of Proverbs. Listen, I think we all would agree that in our world today, there is a massive amount of chaos, challenges, controversy, and more importantly, a lack of truth. I believe a lot of the things that we see in our world today, really at the core, at the root, at the beginning of it all, comes from the reality of having a lack of truth. And I think when we take a look at our lives, we have to ask ourselves the question, where is the next generation going to find truth? You know, success leaves clues. We've heard it said before. And what I love about God's creation, He allowed us the ability to have His Word, which actually gives us wisdom and guidance in life. I don't know if you've ever heard the acronym for Bible, which is Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. I think one of the things that has happened in our society today is we are weak or light in the Word. And there's so many things online with AI and all of these other things that come out that it's challenging for younger generations and even older generations to really know what truth is. So I'm excited to take you through what we're calling ancient wisdom, the book of Proverbs. And what I'm doing here in this series is literally taking you through the book. Proverbs chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to chapter 31. And it's going to give you the opportunity to kind of be guided through reading through Proverbs. Now, you're going to notice as you watch through several chapters and join me in the process, I'm recommending that you get a physical Bible. I believe one of the greatest distractions in our world today is this, our phone. And so what happens is, even if you have the Bible app and you read with me there, you're going to be in a place where you're going to get distracted probably because of notifications and everything else that happens. So I want to encourage you to buckle up, join me 31 days of the month. There's 31 Proverbs. You can repeat this every single month. Get a small group together. Get a couple friends together where you can maybe get together and have a cup of coffee or whatever you want to do and say, hey, I need accountability to get in truth. You may or may not believe that this is God's word, and that's okay. But I still want to challenge you to join me in the process. I believe that after these 31 days, you will learn wisdom that will actually help you change your life. I know it's made a huge impact on mine, and so I'm excited to go through this with you. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to share your truth here. I pray for those that are watching, listening, whether it be podcast or Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, whatever it is. God, I just pray in Jesus' name that you would just, through these words, speak to their hearts. We ask it in your name, Lord. Amen. Okay, let's jump in. So Proverbs chapter 1. Again, I am reading, by the way, from the New Living Translation, NLT. So if you have another version, you might be like, what is he reading? Okay, so read the NLT if you want to join along with me. I want to challenge you to get that. And again, get yourself a Bible that's going to last a long time. Mine has my name on it. I got one of those for my kids. It's kind of a something that we're saying, we're going to keep this and use it well. Also have a highlighter to highlight things as they stand out to me on the journey. Proverbs chapter 1. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. So right off the bat, it tells us what these are. And then it says their purpose, I've highlighted this, verse 2, their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. So think about this for a minute. If somebody said to you, and by the way, Solomon, you may not know, is often referenced as the wisest person that ever lived. If somebody said to you, listen, there is wisdom that you can receive from the wisest and richest person that has ever lived, would you be interested in learning it? Hopefully, you're in a place where you would say, yes, I would like to learn from that. And that's exactly what we're getting here in the book of Proverbs. So the purpose is to teach wisdom and discipline. We need more of that in our society today. And to help people understand the insights of the wise. Verse 3. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Think about how many of our youths today are literally in a place where they really don't have a lot of knowledge or wisdom. There's a lot of adults that don't have a lot of wisdom today. Why? Well, because we've clogged our minds with all of this information from the world, from different sources, in different places. And there's a lot of information, but there's not a lot of wisdom. And that's why we see people repetitively making bad choices in life, finding themselves in rough situations in life, wondering, how am I going to get out of this? How do I get out of this pit that I got myself in? Well, that comes from not having wisdom, and then more importantly, applying wisdom in your life. Verse 5, let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance. Now, I've highlighted that verse, verse 5, in my Bible. And the reason is for me, it's a great reminder, and I hope it is for you too, that when you look at someone in life that is successful, typically, look at athletes as an example. Our neighbor for a couple years where I live here in Florida was Serena Williams, one of the top tennis players in the world. You know what I know? She has had coaches all along the way. Every top athlete, every top successful professional has had some type of coach or guidance along the way. I love what Zig Ziglar says. He said, you know, when you see a turtle up on a fence post, you can rest assured that sucker didn't get up there by himself. He had some help along the way. And so what this reminds me in verse 5, when it says, let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance. So it tells us that we know that in order for us to be wiser, in order for us to receive guidance that is godly guidance in life to make good decisions, we need wisdom. By the way, this doesn't mean that everything's going to be perfect. Doesn't mean that everything's going to be easy. Jesus said himself, in this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So it's important to remember. But if we want to grow, if we want to be successful in life, and that doesn't just mean financially, by the way, we need wisdom and consulting and coaching. And primarily, if we can go to the source of wisdom, which is God's word, we're kind of ahead of the game. Verse 6, by exploring the meaning in these proverbs and parables, the words of the wise and their riddles. Fear of the Lord, verse 7, fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Now, I want you to know, when we talk about fear of the Lord, we're talking about a healthy fear. This is not like, oh my gosh, I'm so afraid of God. What am I going to do? That's not what this is. Imagine yourself being a parent. I'm a father of four children. And let's say you never disciplined your kids and your kids never listened to you. Now, maybe you've seen some families out there with kids like that, so you kind of know what I'm talking about. But as an example, let's say you're in a place where you're taking a walk and you're in New York City where it's very, very busy, and you find yourself in New York City and your child wants to walk across the street and you're not holding their hand or doing anything, but you see a car coming and you say, son, stop. And he doesn't listen to you and he just keeps walking. Well, the reality of it is he doesn't have a healthy fear of you. He doesn't respect you. And that's exactly what this is talking about here. In verse 7, is a healthy fear is really respecting the Lord. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Verse 8, my child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. Now, I know many of you maybe have had a very, really, really great, we'll call it upbringing, with parents that love you, that care for you, that don't get it right all the time, but they're there for you. And then there's others of you that have not had that situation at all. In fact, it's complete opposite. You've maybe had abuse in your situation and distrust and all kinds of things that made it challenging. But I want to encourage those of you that are watching with kids out there, or those of you that are kids out there, like your parents that care about you are doing things because they care about you. It's so important. Verse 9, it says, what you learn from them will crown you with grace and will be a chain of honor around your neck. Verse 10, my child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. What that's saying is there are people out there that are doing evil things and want to do evil things. Don't hang out with them. Verse 11, they may come and say, come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone. Just for fun, let's ambush the innocent. Let's swallow them alive like the grave. Let's swallow them whole like those who go down to the pit of death. Verse 13, think of the great things we'll get. We'll fill our houses with all the stuff we take. Come throw in your lot with us and we'll share in the loot. So they're basically talking about stealing here, sinners, right? And it ends in verse 14, talking about we'll share in the loot. We've seen that today in some of the looting that's happening with stores in our society today. Lawlessness that is going on. This is happening because there is a lack of wisdom. There's a lack of respect. There's a lack of honoring other people's property and things. Again, this all comes and starts at a younger age. Parents, by not teaching your children truth, respect, discipline, all of those things matter. Verse 15, my child, don't go along with them. So don't go, what Proverbs is saying here, what Solomon is saying here is, don't go along with those people. They're like, hey, let's come do this and we're going to wreck this and take this and steal this. Don't do that. Don't go along with those people, right? Stay far from their paths. Verse 16, they rush to commit evil deeds. They hurry to commit murder. If a bird sees a trap being set, it knows to stay away. But these people set an ambush for themselves. They are trying to get themselves killed. Verse 19, such is the fate of all who are greedy for money. It robs them of life. Wow. So here's a great test for you. Maybe you're making some notes and highlighting along this journey. Are you greedy for money? You know, I love what Zig Ziglar says when he says, you know, people that say they're not interested in money are going to lie about other things too. It's reasonably close to oxygen. When you need it, you really do need it. But remember, you know, the Bible talks about and people misquote this, by the way, I take it out of context and don't say it correctly. They what a lot of the world says is that money is the root of all evil. That's not what it says. When you actually look up the verse in the Bible, it says the love of money. The love of money, not money, the love of money is the root of all evil. And it says here also in verse 19 of Proverbs chapter 1, such is the fate of all who are greedy for money, it robs them of life. I have a nonprofit called Go Live with Purpose, and the mission there is talking about the idea of helping people find purpose in life. And I've come on this journey because having several financial companies and helping wealthy family over the years, you realize that just building wealth and having money is great. There's nothing wrong with it. We like to take nice trips and buy nice cars and stay in nice hotels and all of these things. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. But at some point in time, if that becomes the priority, if that becomes the focus, if that becomes what you're chasing after, meaning that you have to live a certain way, you have to drive a certain car, you have to wear a certain type of clothing or whatever to make yourself feel like you are worthy or qualified or accepted. And if you're running after those things, you're going to find that those things are fleeting, and that's the challenge. And so that's why it says don't chase after this stuff. Don't be greedy like the world is greedy for money. So verse 20 says, wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowds along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate. Verse 22, I've highlighted, how long, you simpletons, will you insist on being simple-minded? And there's really a question. Listen, wisdom is available. How long will we as a country, as a society, as a world, how long will we reject it instead of leaning in and saying, we can't get this right on our own. We need God's help. That's what it's saying here. How long, verse 22 continued, will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Come, verse 23, and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you and make you wise. I called you so often, but you wouldn't come. I reached out to you and you paid no attention. Kind of like the story of crying wolf, right? Hey, there's a what? And then nobody comes eventually because people don't believe him, the kid that cried wolf, right? So I called to you so often, verse 24 says, but you wouldn't come. I reached out to you and you paid no attention. So now what Solomon is saying is like, hey, listen, I tried to get your attention with wisdom, God's wisdom, but you're not listening. You don't care. Verse 25, you ignored my advice and you rejected the correction I offered. So I will laugh when you are in trouble. I will mock when your disaster overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster engulfs you like a cyclone and anguish and distress overwhelm you. Then verse 28, when they cry for help, I will not answer. Though they anxiously search for me, they will not find me. Verse 29 and 30 I've highlighted. Says, for they hated knowledge and chose not to fear the Lord. Remember that healthy fear, reverent fear. Verse 30, they rejected my advice and paid no attention when I corrected them. Correction is for your benefit. It's for helping you grow and develop. It's not to repress you if it's done correctly, right? If it's done out of love. Verse 31, therefore they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way, choking on their own schemes. So now it's basically like, you know, you gotta live with what you did. You gotta reap the harvest of what you planted. You planted evil and sin and lawlessness, and now you're in a place where you have to lay in that bed that you made, so to speak. That is now what you are receiving, unfortunately. Verse 32, for simpletons turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. We got a lot of complacency and laziness in our world today, don't we? Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. Verse 33, but all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear and harm. Now remember, Jesus said in the New Testament that in this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So what is it talking about here when it says that if you listen to this in verse 33, you're going to live in peace, untroubled by fear and harm. In other words, life's going to be rosy and great. What it's talking about here is the reality that you're going to operate in a place where regardless of what happens to you externally, regardless of the situation that happens around you, even though you can't control it, you will be in a place where you will be untroubled by fear and harm. Why? Because you're trusting in, you're listening to, you're abiding by, you're following through and living accordance to wisdom of God's word, which means you're tapping into the source, the creator of everything. That's what this means. So important. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this Proverbs chapter 1. Please take a minute and share this with someone that needs to hear it. And I would encourage you to, as we come into and jump into Proverbs chapter 2 and continue the journey, I want to encourage you to get a group together, an accountability group where you guys can go through this together. Talk about it, press pause along the way. If you're utilizing this in a church setting, you know, make sure the facilitator is pausing and you're talking along the way too. So important that we take time, and I'm excited for you to continue on the journey with me through ancient wisdom, the book of Proverbs. Be blessed. We'll see you Proverbs 2.